I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Twin bombings in Uganda's capital leave the population fearful. Hear from Christians in the city. And God is moving in southeastern Africa. It takes creativity during the pandemic, but local pastors are up to the challenge. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Ugandan police have killed 5 men, including a Muslim cleric. All of them allegedly had ties to the twin bombings in the country's capital, Kampala, last Tuesday. The bombings killed at least 4 civilians and injured several others. The explosions rocked the AMG headquarters there, says Brian Dennett.
We spoke yesterday with our national leader there, and they felt it. They heard it. It was quite a chaotic scene with many trying to flee the city and just a lot of fear generated from the blasts.
People have avoided traveling downtown or even gathering together to worship. They worry suicide bombers could strike again at any moment. One partner called the situation a bomb pandemic.
The Allied Democratic Force, the ADF, which is an affiliate of ISIS, has accepted responsibility for that. There is a fear that this is going to continue.
Please pray AMG's work in Kampala will continue to provide the hope of Jesus to people during a fearful time.
Right in and around Kampala, we have a number of schools with hundreds of children. And then we also have church planters. We have a network of pastors based out of that area.
And speaking of Uganda, Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada notes a troublesome trend.
We continue to report this year more stories from Uganda than we've seen in previous years.
VUM Canada partners with churches around the world to support persecuted believers and advocate on their behalf. Musselman says the uptick in Uganda is starting to look like persecution in Nigeria.
There's similar patterns that we're seeing now happening in Uganda on a frequent basis.
And the parallels are concerning, to say the least.
When you're looking just at violence against Christians, Nigeria always pops to the top of the list. Just in the first 200 days of this year, around 3,500 Christians had already been killed, which was as many as killed last year in Nigeria.
So what's causing the trend and why Uganda?
The radicalization of militant Islam is growing throughout Africa. And Uganda happens to be the country now being targeted, but it's certainly not the only one.
Now that you know, what'll you do? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
It could be easy to just put our hands up and say, well, there's nothing I can do. Yes, we can all pray. When we hear the stories, be praying for those situations. And if God directs certain people to supporting organizations that are working in some of these places, then I would encourage people to do that.
And it's an exciting time to follow Christ in southeastern Africa.
I want your listeners to know that the Lord is working, God's moving, and there's more work to be done.
Helen Williams of World Missionary Press recently met with dozens of pastors and Christian leaders at a conference in Zambia.
There were directors from South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, the whole area.
WMP partners with Every Home for Christ to supply local leaders with scripture booklets and other tools for ministry.
They couldn't tell us enough how much it means because it is God's word. Several of them said we couldn't do what we do without it, particularly during this pandemic.
Traditional door-to-door evangelism didn't work well during the pandemic, so believers found new ways to reach others for Christ.
They found so many different ways, putting it together with food supplies, sending it through the mail, getting involved in community events, and having the material available.
Each leader had a different approach, but the responses were largely the same.
The responses, the hunger, everything that they're getting, and the sense of these African leaders that the Spirit is moving. This is Africa's time. There's just such an energy to do the work because the doors are open, the hearts are open.
Learn more and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We have to print about 25 million booklets to get into about 20 different countries in Africa.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.